Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee.
Well, we guarantee you on Mondays that Malcolm Ballinger will join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a lovely day.
Yes, it is. Is the humidity down a little? Did somebody turn the faucet off a little?
The faucet, literally. Yeah. The steamer.
The steamer, like, yeah.
We're all just a bunch of clams waiting to get steamed out here. It's just, I let me take a look at it real quick. Humidity, is that just, a mild 80%?
Oh.
But it was a very lovely morning. I went for a bike ride, and it was beautiful.
Yes. Maybe because the temperature is down just a little. It doesn't feel quite so humid.
You know what, though? I'm just glad it's not raining.
Hmm.
I was at the point where, I was getting nervous about humanity if it kept raining around here. I thought we would have way more news stories to cover.
You were going to start to build your ark.
I was going to start doing like a rain dance or something. Get it to stop. But now we're in kind of a nice little dry spell, which is nice because this upcoming weekend, you have an amazing event happening.
We do?
Yes. So you want me to share it?
Please do.
I just threw this out there. So this upcoming weekend is Labor Day weekend, which means that it's kind of the wrap up of summer. So it's a great time to get out and do something fun outdoors. Taking a look at our forecast so far for the week, which, I can't tell the future. There's maybe a 60% chance of rain, coming this weekend, but that could dissipate. But you can join News Radio 92.3 and the Council on Aging of West Florida at their inaugural Kites on the Coast event. That's happening this upcoming weekend.
Yes.
I know it's a big deal for you. You love that event, and you love the Council on Aging.
Council on Aging. And
incredible organization.
And I love to fly kites.
You do.
Literally and figuratively.
It's a very British thing to be.
Yes.
I will forever tease you of that. But that's happening this weekend, and you have two separate days to get out there and fly your kite, buy your kite, support this local nonprofit that does incredible work advocating for the aging folks. So that's pretty much all of us and the elderly who might not know all the resources that are available for them or help them take the next step in getting the help that they need. But this is happening at Casino Beach on Pensacola Beach, Friday and Saturday. So Friday, it's in the afternoon, evening time to sunset. So beautiful time to go out.
I don't know about you or our listeners, but hasn't summer sort of gone by quickly and Labor Day's crept up on us?
Yeah, weren't we doing 4th of July, Memorial Day?
Just whizzed by.
This was the fastest summer of my life. It was the fastest.
Kids back in school?
Yeah. I just feel like I didn't get enough time. But that's life. Time is just a thief. And
you are very deep and profound today.
I don't know. I need more
life
coffee.
Life is a thief?
Time is...
Good Lord.
I need more coffee.
This is Jenna, I don't know. Very
Excuse
deep.
Excuse me. Somebody out there, get me coffee. I'm going to act like a diva now.
Any more words of wisdom?
Well, listen, time, we don't get enough of it, and we can't buy more. So enjoy the time we have and fly a kite, for crying out loud. Just fly the kite. And you can, the cool thing is about this weekend, I wanted to tell you, I think this is the best part, is that you have kite flying demonstrations happening, which you don't really get to see all the time.
Yes.
That's unique.
On how to do it.
And it's a free event. You just get to go if you want to buy food at the food trucks or a kite or any of the other little ditties that they got. That's when you spend money.
I think I said this last week. There is something incredibly relaxing about trying to get a kite as high as you can and watch it and sort of just let out more string. You focus so much on that little speck in the sky, it's just great therapy.
It's kind of cool too. Yesterday we were at the beach in the evening with the kids, and I looked down the beach towards the pier. I go to a little area where there's not a lot of people, and I looked down the beach and I could just see a kite the entire time. Mm. It was soaring in the sky, and it was just so beautiful and peaceful. And it's like, it's not really doing anything for anybody. It's kind of just like, look, I can get this kite up there and watch, it'll stay the whole time. Mm. You know, it's just satisfying. Mm. And you have this childlike awe about it as well. So please come out this weekend. It is a free event. It's family friendly, it's community friendly, and it's for you and to support the Council on Aging of West Florida. Friday, September 2nd, 4 p.m. to sunset. Saturday, September 3rd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's all day. So you can get yourself a tan and fly a kite at the same time. Show kite displays, kids activities, a kite hospital, so I guess they can fix your broken kite. Food trucks, kites for sale on site, or bring your own to fly. Of course, go to newsradio923.com for more details. I would love to know your thoughts. We have to take a quick break here, Malcolm Ballinger, but I would love to know your thoughts when we come back about how you feel the elections went this past Tuesday. I know we had talked about it a little bit on Monday. Yes. So I want to talk about that and your thoughts maybe on how the future is going to go just in our county alone.
You may be surprised to know I have some strong opinions.
Oh, okay. Well, never. I don't know. I thought that was only about bird scooters. Okay. Let's take a quick break here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. If you'd like to text in, 850-437-1620. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning and happy Monday. Some sunshine on the way today, maybe a cloud here and there, but for the most part, the rain is behind us for a day or two. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. We'll get another weather update and news update coming up here in about 15 minutes with Steve Taylor in the newsroom. I'm Jenna Barr, and this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. Every Monday, Malcolm Ballinger joins me, Ballinger Publishing. .com. Check out all the latest editions and issues, which we're just a couple minutes away from September. So, of course, stay tuned for some, probably a fall issue, I guess I'm going to say. It's probably maybe September issue-ish.
Yeah,
fall doesn't really hit until it's Christmas here, but weather-wise. But Malcolm is very much so an advocate in the community for what he feels is right, and safety is a huge concern for you as well as equality.
Yes.
And so last week we had our elections here, right? The Florida primaries.
The primaries, yeah.
And we also had local elections, of course, which for the most part I think turned out well.
Yes. I just an overall comment. I think one of the things that really perturbed me a little bit about some of the local candidates that talked about national issues, about the Constitution and rigged elections and all kinds of things. I wanted to say, look, it's about Northwest Florida. Mm-hmm. It's about Pensacola, about our area. And we have lots of problems. It's a wonderful place to live, but we have some problems that need to be addressed, I think, more aggressively. And I think, by and large, the election results gave us people who understand that and are prepared to tackle the problems. I think everybody knows the problems. Homelessness. I don't know.
Housing, yeah.
Affordable housing. Street flooding. I've noticed that just lately it seems like many roads are in need of repair. Lots of potholes and things. Now, you may say that's kind of trivial, but it isn't. It affects, I think, our outlook and how other people perceive our city. If we can't fix the streets, people say, is this really a good place to live?
Well, yeah, because let's just dabble in potholes real quick. If we don't take care of potholes problems, trust me, I grew up in Jersey. It's like a giant pothole. And so when you don't take care of potholes and people are, you know, breaking their tires, their cars are getting whacked or getting into accidents or whatever it is, you are causing more mayhem for your citizens. You are opening up more doors for accidents or bad things to happen. And you're saying we don't actually care about the little things, where, as in, you know, housing is a big thing, because the little things lead to big things and the big things trickle down to little things.
Well, there's lots of construction of housing, in particularly in the downtown area, but all over Pensacola. I think the problem for us is that it's by and large higher end housing, and we have just not found the solution to build affordable housing in this area. Mm-hmm. I understand market forces, housing shortage. If you're going to build a house, make it a nice expensive house so you can make more profit on. I understand that.
Right.
But at some point, we have to understand that all of these higher end homes, well, are they going to sell? Are they going to be occupied? We need workforce housing, I guess is probably a better way to put it.
And I know that it's difficult, and in a utopia, my ideas would work, right? Mm. And I do trust our local leaders. I actually trust our local leaders more than our national leaders.
I think I would agree with that.
Sorry. Okay, Malcolm and I, we're pretty kindred spirits. So, but I just wonder when we're going to make it where it's affordable for individuals to live in the downtown area, where they can get public transportation easily or walk to work easily, where we can have just more opportunities, because there's families being bought out of their homes by developers and then they have to go somewhere, but you can only afford so much when it comes to rent right now on certain incomes.
And as it pertains to the last election, I guess starting at the mayoral race, mm-hmm. I believe that DC is, well, I've heard him speak many times, and I know that he believes as we do.
Yes.
And I think it's good that we've got a younger mind, business, somebody with experience in business, who understands the bigger picture. And I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I've been somewhat critical of the council and the mayor for decisions lately. I think DC will bring a whole new perspective to the mayoral. Now, as far as the city council, I know there's at least one result hasn't been resolved yet. Mm-hmm. Goes to the general election. But in terms of Tallahassee, I was very happy to see Michelle Saltzman, who is a tireless worker for the community. I admire her so much. She has, in a very short time, achieved a great deal. You know, you go to events, Michelle's there. She's just always there, boots on the ground. And Alex Andrade, again, cares very deeply about Northwest.
Younger, too, a fresh mind as well.
Yeah.
And I think that helps. I think it helps, too, when, like, so Michelle Salzman, I call her, like, the political pop-up book. You just never know when she's going to show up.
Exactly.
And, but she's also an advocate. Let me just verify that. She's more than just a politician. She is an advocate as well. And I've sat with her where I've called her. She didn't even know me. This is a real thing. She didn't even know me. I was a nobody, and I was working in nonprofit just trying to work out kinks and redeveloped the outline for the nonprofit I was working for. And I called her and I was like, I'm at a loss. You don't know me, but please, would you sit down with me and help me? And she did. She sat down with me for hours, several times, to help me redevelop an outline for our nonprofit.
Yes.
And so to me, that spoke volumes, because she could have just said, no, I don't know you. who are you? Which I've had many times in this city. You're not even anybody, and they won't help me. And so I have had to, you know, work my way through and find a quote unquote somebody to help me. And, you know, it shouldn't be that way. Michelle Salzman is truly for the people, and I appreciate her most of all with her advocacy. But I want to discuss even more so what you want to see happen as now we have elected officials step in. I know we got an update, and I'm not sure when it goes into effect, so I want to Google before I even bring up the subject. Let's take another quick break. 9:55. Malcolm's going to stick with me this morning till about 10:30. Also, I have a recall I want to share with you coming up at about 10:05, 10:06 here on the Pennsylvania Expert Panel. Could be something in your pantry, so stay tuned for that. About to take a quick break and head over to the news. I do get I do see some texts we're getting in right now. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing, and of course Ballinger Publishing is another news partner here in Northwest Florida, and has not only lifestyle, community related, philanthropic related articles, but also news related articles and what's happening, what's coming to the area, what we have to look forward to, what changes need to be made. So that's why it's important for us to talk about these things. And I do have a couple of texts coming in. I won't be able to get to all of them right now, but pretty much the texts are saying affordable housing is going to be needed in downtown. But how do we know it's needed? Is there a way to find out statistics on who's living there and where they're working and what their needs are? Are we going to do like a door to door? I know people don't like census or polls. It's tough. People don't like to have their personal space violated. But at this point, in order for us to serve our community, it feels like we have to ask the questions. So I want to touch more on that, but we're going to have to take a break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. When we come back, I want to notify you about a recall at Target. So you might have this in your pantry. That's coming up next here on the Pep Talk. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Hey, I want to let you know about a recall, and this is out of Target. So it might be in your pantry, especially if you have kiddos around and they ask you for a snack all day long, whether you'll get something maybe cute for when your grandkids come over. White fudge animal cookies. They are inside that teddy bear plastic jar. Looks super adorable, right? That you can wash and reuse with the red cap. It's Market Pantry white fudge animal cookies. The recall is the best by date 21st of February 2023. And I would just take it back. Even if it's not that best by date,
just take it back.
Oh, remember the peanut butter thing this past summer?
Yes.
This past spring? Mm-hmm. Okay, so sadly, I knew somebody who was affected by that. And it was bad. So I'm telling you, just double check. There are ways for you to double check recalls. If you put in Google the latest recalls on the market, it'll pop up just on different news outlets for you to double check. Because I remember one year where some of our cans of vegetables, like canned corn or canned green beans, had pieces of metal in it that were just like shrapnel pretty much from the manufacturer. So you don't want that going down your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's best to double check everything when you first open it. I just ate something that was expired. I was telling Malcolm, I'm like, whoops, did not check that expiration date. But, you know, iron stomach, right? So anyways, this is out of the Stauffer Biscuit Company too, which they make really good, delicious animal crackers, but they partner with Market Pantry. And they put the white fudge and the sprinkles on them. So if you have that jug of animal cookies with the white fudge on it, go ahead and just take it back. Target is taking returns, and you don't even have to say, oh, it's because of the recall. Just go in and take it in. And they're just recounting everything. And it's just at Target. It's not like you have to go and look at every other store. So I wanted to notify you of that. If you would like more information or a picture on it, I can text it in. All you have to do is text 437-1620 for me to send that over to you. But that's a pretty big deal. That's a pretty big deal because it's little kiddos. And that's because of metal being inside of it, too, like I was just saying. And you don't want that going down your throat. So recently, we had some really good wins in Northwest Florida when it came to our elections. And we were talking about how the local elections really do impact us the most in a way. I'm going to say everything impacts us. But when it comes to a local level, that we're talking everything from our roads to housing. We're talking about businesses and improvements and growth. And so the national level can't do that for you. And it's important to vote right. So we've had a decent election outcome.
I think so. One of the things that I hear often in Pensacola is that it's very difficult to open a new business. Just so many local regulations. Everything takes so much time.
Which is why we have so many open spaces.
Yes. So I like to believe that DC will find some way to move that along, make a difference in terms of time and red tape, etc.
I know that he has had great success in his own business, but he's also done that. Why and how? He goes to people who have experience and learns from them. He has gleaned from Quint Studer, which we all need to take a page out of the book. We don't know everything, and we have to learn from one another.
I think the thing that impressed me most of all about DC, when he first announced that he was running for mayor, he called me up and said, can we meet for coffee? And we did, and he said to me, what do you think? What do we need to do in Pensacola? What are the problems? What are the any solutions? And I told him exactly how I felt. And at that time, the homeless thing was uppermost in everybody's mind because of the camp. And we discussed that. And yes, he clearly has, he's laser focused on the problems. But I think, again, the thing that impressed me, you know, he asked my opinion, and many other people too, not just mine. But he was prepared to listen to all sides and come together with a solution that hopefully suits most people. And I'm not at all sure that we've had that for the last 4 years.
And I think, I mean, Mayor Robinson, who is one of the kindest humans I've ever encountered, every event I've attended, so kind. He didn't obviously not foresee in 2018 how everything was going to unfold over the past 4 years of pandemicking, local protests, national uproar, lots of different difficulties trying to improve our city and adding new things like scooters in the downtown area, but then, you know, not foreseeing all the difficulties behind it. Watching the incredible growth. I mean, who would have known that in 2018 we would have such an influx of people moving to the area because they were getting out of their cities that had greater lockdowns than us, or lockdowns at all compared to us. So, I mean, we're never in control of the hands we're dealt, only how we respond. And so I think it was actually the best thing he did for us was go, you know what? I think it's best if somebody else takes over. And I know thyself. And DC, I think, is going to do an incredible job. I do know we were talking about roads, and we do have a lot to work on. I think it will take the citizens' help and making their voice known. We were talking about a stretch of road in downtown area.
Main Street, which even though they've done some street diet on Main Street, is still a well-used east-west road, and it goes, as if you don't know downtown, goes right past Blue Wahoo Stadium and down to Barrancas. It is like an obstacle course. There's so many holes and humps and stuff, and every time it rains,
holes and humps.
Every time
it
rains,
that's like a rapper CD.
it's up to the axle in water. Now,
Oh, it's bad. I drove down there a couple, it was during the rain.
Yeah.
And I was like, my car could handle it, but it was pretty rough. And I feel bad for the businesses down there. It's not good for them either, or the residents.
It is a main thoroughfare to the base, and we just need to do something about it. It just needs to change. It's such a bad impression of our city.
Yeah, we can do better, and we will do better. I think that things will continue to improve. And our friend Catherine says, all roads are important. They are the key to the city.
Yes.
100%. Whether you are biking to work, walking to work, to school, to visit family, whether you are driving and doing all those things, yes, you are right.
I think you said it earlier. It shows how much you care about your city if you just can't keep the roads in good shape. It doesn't speak well for the rest of the infrastructure.
Well, here's an example, too, before we go to break. I have family in Michigan, and back in the elections in 2018, when there was... the governor was running, she was saying, and I forget, Gretchen Whitmer, she was saying, like, we're going to use this money and improve our roads. Well, then COVID hit, and everything was shut down. Nobody could go anywhere or do anything. It was they had the best opportunity to improve the roads. Nobody was even on them. And I don't know if you've ever driven through Michigan. It's awful.
I lived in Michigan for a while.
I'm so sorry.
In Detroit, yes.
Oh, well, then we're the worst of all the worst roads.
I know about potholes, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you could lose a baby elephant in one of them. And they had all that opportunity. And it literally sent many citizens into an uproar that they didn't use that time wisely to fix the roads when nobody was on them. And so that's the thing, though, is that we don't have the winter here to fight when it comes to fixing our roads. All we have to do is notify and then elect people who will listen. And I think we've done that. Now the next thing is just continuing to stay on top of elected officials to make those changes. And our nice roads will continue to bring tourists in, which will continue to bring money in.
I don't know too much about Mike Kohler that was elected to Escambia County Commission District 2. I do know that that it's probably an improvement based on what we had before.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the least said about that, the better.
Right.
I'd look for somebody, and hopefully Mike is the man that says, okay, what do we need to do to make make our city better, and of course the areas around County Commission 2, I believe, goes down to Perdido Key and
yes,
into town. So it covers a lot of real estate. And rather than, getting into controversy and drama, just sit down and look for solutions. And I think that's been very lacking.
Yeah, I know he has talked about the expansion of Gulf Beach Highway, Sorrento Road, mm-hmm. Public safety, the movement of traffic, EMS response times, because that all affects, the roads all affect
yes.
it. So, I mean, it's bigger. We could continue. This is literally just a rabbit hole that if we jumped into, we would be Alice in Wonderland, but you're British, so it's fine. But he's one of the few, Mike Kohler's one of the few candidates that run, and of course, one, a former Navy captain, I think, a retired Navy captain,
correct.
Right? That I've actually not met. And I'm not saying it's amazing I met everybody, but I like to meet people and get to know them. You see people in town, they're actually open. Our elected officials, our city leaders are actually open to talking to us too. When you see them, the other day, ran into Robert Bender, stopped and talked. It was like, that's the best part about our small town is that people will listen and they'll make notes of it.
I think Robert, I don't live in his district, but he always spends a few minutes time with me whenever I see him, and he listens, and he'll also tell me about what his plans are.
He is definitely passionate for our city.
Yes.
Definitely.
Like everybody else, he may not be right 100% of the time, but I'll take somebody who is passionate and dedicated and willing to take action every time.
Absolutely. On that note, let's take a quick break. If you'd like to text in your thoughts, your opinions, it's 1019.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun. putting trouble on
the run. So I'm hesitant to bring this subject up, but, you know, it's Monday and Malcolm's here, so we kind of touch on this at least once a month, and it's the latest drama of the e-scooters. And just last week, you know, we were talking about how I think we need, what, one final vote? Is it one final vote or decision from city council?
City council for the birds to go away.
The birds, the BIRDs.
But the VOs.
The VOs could stay.
Could stay, yeah.
Which would be, I mean, it would be less clutter. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But that's a step in the right direction. We just have to hope that, I don't know what kind of contract there is with the city of Pensacola and bird scooters, if they're going to, you know, violate a contract. I'm assuming not.
I believe the contract was for 1 year trial, so they can nix those things anytime they wish, essentially.
Right, because the VOs just recently came to us in February.
Yeah, I think it was only through the end of July.
Okay,
or the end of August, maybe. Yeah, I've noticed downtown things haven't got any better. I did see in the news journal that the police have written 11 citations, but as I said, it hasn't stopped anybody. They're still whizzing around through stop signs around, and it's mainly younger people. Now, during the day, you see a few adults riding those up and down Palafox Street and around.
Sure.
If I had a store on Palafox Street, I don't think I'd want people riding those things. I want them to walk up and down Palafox and then wander into my store, not just ride past.
Yeah, I like walking downtown. If I ride, which I ride my bike, I don't ride those scooters, I'll ride my bike to around the downtown area. I like to do it in the evening or early morning when it's quieter. But when I'm actually like focused, like I'm going to go out to eat, like Friday, went out to eat in one of our local downtown restaurants, got coffee at a local coffee shop, went shopping in our local boutiques, had family here. If we rode around, we wouldn't have stopped.
You
because
miss
you
all
have
that.
To stop, yes. Tie up your things.
Exactly. You miss the charm of downtown riding up and down on a scooter.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain events where it's open for you, like Ciclovia, right? Where you can bring your bike downtown and we all take over the streets, which we love when that comes in the spring. Gallery nights, you can bring your, but it's still not rideable. It's not, you want to walk around, you want to listen to the music. And so I understand being able to, you know, have it where a tourist, that sounds like a bad word, a visitor, okay, I'll use that word, right? Tourist sometimes sounds negative. A visitor goes, oh, I'm at the Rex at the new coffee shop buying a coffee, or at Palafox Market, and I want to head down to the event that's at Maritime. Let's just hop on this VO and ride on down there. I can understand the sentiment in doing that.
Yeah, I mean, personally, apart from my feelings about these e-scooters, I would never do that. I would never put my hands never put my life in the hands of somebody driving down Palafox Street, maybe changing channel or speaking on a cell phone and not see me.
Right. Please don't do that. Yeah.
And I have yet to see anybody wearing a helmet when they're riding those things. And to me, that is just, I think you're just throwing the dice.
On a busy Saturday, too. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, people talking in the car, they're changing station on the radio, they're talking on their cell phone, texting, whatever. It only takes a fraction of a second. Now, beyond that, I don't believe that tourists get the full effect of our beautiful city. We have all that history. I don't think we want them buzzing around on these things. Again, we want them walking around and walking to Seville Square and enjoying the city and the stores and the commerce. I've said this 100 times, makes no sense whatsoever.
So far we're going in the right direction. That's what we're going to land on.
We got rid of one of them. Hopefully we'll get rid of the second one here soon.
And we'll see. Only time will tell. It's 10:26 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. 29 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll get a new issue online here soon, right? What do we have to look forward to?
This one, normally in September, is the Parade of Homes.
Yeah.
This year, because of, I guess, lack of inventory, there is no Parade of Homes.
That's right.
However, that has not stopped us highlighting local homes and builders. And I think everybody would be very interested to read about the developments around town and about the builders and building ideas.
Will the Waverly be in it?
I'll have to ask my editor.
Morgan, he's coming for you. Sorry, just put more work on your plate. Well, you know, it's something new coming to downtown area. That's why. It'd be cool if you did a historic edition of Parade of Homes.
Yes, I'd learned a long time ago, let people who know what they're doing do the job and keep your nose out.
Amen. That's why I'm not doing any brain surgeries anymore.
Exactly.
All right, Malcolm, I think I can convince you to hang out with me next week on Labor Day for some time.
Yes,
I just signed you up.
Yes.
All right, join us
next
Monday,
huh?
As tribute.